As always, we look so forward to our catch up with Simone Herredine of the Artscape Theatre. And catching up with her literally means running after her as she totters around on her heels in fabulous fashion at the Artscape Theatre, bringing a touch of glamour and je ne sais quoi to the theatre steps. Simone, wonderful to chat to you again. What has the week been like for you?
Hello, Janet. Yeah, the week has actually been, as you have been describing, totting on my heels, because, or shall I say, totting on my ballet shoes, because the week has
Oh,
been,
really?
the week has been the South African International Ballet Competition, the 12th one, that it started at Artscape years ago. This is now the 12th iteration. So the theatres and the foyers and the backstages and the stages obviously have been full of ballerinas tottering on their ballet shoes and the male ballet dancers doing their rondes. So it's been quite exciting these past few days. And actually, tonight on Thursday evening is the gala performance, which I will be attending to. And I've got nothing to wear, so I still have to deliberate on that one.
Well, you have a David Pamplin. So if you have a David Pamplin in your midst, you don't need anything else. He'll just make you
Absolutely.
something. So what a pleasure
Artscape's,
that is. Artscape
Artscape's wardrobe
Theatre.
always coming to the rescue.
Oh, absolutely. And you all looked so fabulous at the launch of the Women's Humanity Festival, all glittery in white, looking like a team of theatre angels there on the steps. It really was quite special, and I know that was David's touch.
Absolutely. Talking
So what can
about
we look forward to
Yes.
week that's happening
Yeah,
at the theatre?
absolutely. Talking about the launch of the Women's Festival, let me wish everyone a happy Women's Month for the month of August. And at Artscape, we have a host of productions that would be part of the Artscape Women's Humanity Festival. We've already had Ernestine Stiedemann, Journey in Song. I mean, we were both at the same performance last week, Saturday, and how moving that was when
Oh,
Ernest
it was
telling us her
amazing.
story.
She was, you know, it was a gentle, beautiful story, but so incredibly powerful. And she's obviously well loved because everybody was just rooting for her. I've never seen, well, it's a small theater, the arena is quite intimate, but I've seen so much audience engagement, people really, you know, holding the torch for Ernestine, that was powerful.
Absolutely. And in the arena at the moment is a follow-up production. It's called This Brass Cycle. It runs until early next week. And Janet, I want to go and see the opening on Tuesday evening. It's quite a I would say a dark performance, but very intuitive. And it deals with the underworld of LGBT or more gay, homosexual, gay dating and the dangers that lies in it. So it's quite it's an interesting story of serial killing, of almost of toxic love. And although it is focused on the gay, the male gay homosexual, I think it resonates to gender-based violence, which is one of the things that we're highlighting during the festival is gender-based violence. So it resonates because we've seen that even within so-called straight relationships or straight dating, how dangerous it can become with one's bodies being found in a dump.
Oh, that is a frightening, frightening set of circumstances. So
Absolutely.
prevalent. We hear about people, you know, meeting, going on a first date and being dead within 2 hours. So I
Yeah.
would imagine that applies across the board with all kinds of dating.
Absolutely. And this is just one of the productions that, what our Artscape is utilizing this Artscape Humanity Festival to tell these stories through the arts. One doesn't necessarily have to have nothing wrong with having a protest march, nothing wrong with doing petitions. But within the arts, one can also utilize the strength of the arts to get these stories out there and to conscientize the world as to what we are facing in countries like South Africa. And then we have
Absolutely.
another production coming up, also part of the Women's Humanity Festival. It's called I Want to Call You Daddy. It's a stirring one-woman performance that fuses poetry, storytelling, song, and movement to explore single motherhood in post-apartheid South Africa. So these are quite some dark dramas that we've got up. But Janet, these stories need to be told. And I'm sure all of these jet setters who've been at Artscape that have seen these intricate dramas also can attest to the fact that they are professionally presented and that they are also, in a way, entertaining, although they tell deep, dark stories.
They do tell deep, dark stories indeed, Simone, but stories which need to be aired, stories which need
Absolutely.
a voice so that people can say, hey, I resonate with that. I'm completely aligned with what happened here. Because quite often in these circumstances, people feel completely alone in these circumstances. So it's good to be able to air them, engage with them and see that it's a reality that others also experience. And the issue of gender-based violence in our country is a dark and murky subject. And it's unfortunate when you celebrate Women's Month that this is one of the overarching things that we have to address.
Absolutely. But now let's get back to some amazing performance art that's on at Artscape for one show only. And I think that a bit unfortunate for those that still want to get tickets, I think it's sold out, and that is the world premiere of Symphony of Bansuri. Janet, you and I will be seeing each other at the media conference on Friday morning. So this is the very first time that Rakesh Chaurasia will be performing with the full Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. So the first half of the concert is him, of course, playing on his flute, the magic of his flute with the tablas. And then the second half of the concert is where the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra joins him on stage. And I think everyone, while the 1,005, almost 1,500 people that have bought the
Amazing.
tickets are absolutely looking to this. Can you believe this? Two-time Grammy Award-winning artist.
I tell you, it was an aha moment to have him on the show and to chat to him. Incredibly humble, so richly talented, and there's such great anticipation for the show and the performance that I think people have been turned away. There's such an amazing response
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
this production.
I'm really looking forward on Saturday evening to hear these classical ragas and folk tunes and film melodies, as well as the light classical works that he would be, that will be performed by the Mansuri as the solo voice. So this is going to be quite an interesting production at Artscape. It's always great to have these world premieres at the theatre of choice.
Absolutely, the theatre of choice. And it's amazing when people choose Cape Town to be their city of choice and South Africa to be their country of choice for world premieres. I mean, how phenomenal.
Absolutely. And I think the last show that I would like to highlight on this podcast is the Women in Jazz concert. So this is Bush Radio celebrating 30 years of legal broadcasting. Now, those of us who are a little bit older than 30 years, you know, about 31, 32,
Yes, like you and I.
exactly, would know that Bush Radio actually started broadcasting. And I'm going to put this in quote unquote inverted commas illegally. Because Bush Radio actually started being a voice of the oppressed during the apartheid years. And of course, the apartheid government would have none of this, and Bush Radio had to broadcast undercover and they had to change studios. But thankfully, democracy dawned and they could register and they could get their license to broadcast legally. So this is celebrating 30 years of legal broadcasting, as I've said, and it's got some amazing artists performing in Women in Jazz, including Babawa Menkes, the Lady Day Big Band. There's going to be Oriel Hayes that will pay a tribute to the legendary trailblazer Nina Simone. the surname of my namesake, and it's a celebration of heritage, resilience, and the transformative power of music. So come and experience this magic of jazz through the lens of its fiercest pioneers and future icons.
Amazing. That is going to be an absolutely power-packed show. People are going to be jiving to the music. I'm watching out for my favorites. I'm a great Nina Simone
Yes.
fan. So soul and jazz and everything in between is awaiting us at this production. And we definitely must say to our listeners to rush out and get tickets. And let's see how that pans out because it's going to be special, like always. It's always special.
Definitely. So those are the hip hop happening amazing productions at Artscape this coming week, and
Thank
for the
you so
foreseeable
much
future.
for joining us on Jet Setting with Janet, and we will see you at the media launch on
Absolutely.
Friday.
Bye-bye.
Fantastic. Bye-bye.